Everyone, this has been Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching, and today we're again looking at the pre-stages of the of Hercules 12 labors. We are looking at how the relationship between Hera, who was the stepmother of Hercules, and Hercules, and it's really dealing with the impact of infidelity in the family. And so let's dive into this. Let's look at how the Greek mythology relates and can impact our lives today, and how we can learn from stories. So first of all, Hercules, in Greek mythology, so it's not true, but it's something that we can relate to. Hercules was a very, very powerful guy. Hercules was born as an illegitimate child. Okay, so his mother was mortal. His mother was called Alcmene, I think, something like that. And his father, she was mortal, and his father was a god, probably the top god. I don't know, the king god. I don't know what you'd like to call it. What is it, a king god? He was the top, anyway. Now, he was infatuated with Alcmene because she was so beautiful. And he had the power to transform himself and become her husband. He transformed his body and his looks and everything and became Alcmene's husband. And he impregnated her with basically she became pregnant with her real husband, who was, oh gosh, Amphitryon. So she became husband with Zeus's child and Amphitryon's child, and they were twins. So she was impregnated with twins. Now, so this is interesting. But she had no idea. She was a victim of this. She was it's interesting how these gods were imperfect. You know, they're not like our God today, who is perfect. But Zeus had many children, like Perseus and Helen of Troy, Athena, Dionysus. They were also illegitimate children of Zeus. So let's get back into the story. Sorry about that. Now, before we just look into it, Heracles was a demigod because he had the powers of his father, who was a god, and his mortal mother. Can you imagine how Hera felt, who was his stepmother, with this going on? Just having to deal with the infidelity of her husband. And the thing is that she was the top queen. So she was a goddess and she was the top. So, you know, the betrayal, the jealousy, every time she thought of Heracles, she had this deep-seated resentment. And it was quite challenging for her because she was dealing with how society saw her. So there was this feeling of the feeling of being humiliated by this, by her husband doing this to her. And so you've got to, you know, there's all this animosity going on, all this resentment going on by Hera. And so basically her trying to control her gain. Mom, I can hear you. Trying to control her dominance over people. When Alcmene became pregnant, Hera tried to kill the babies at birth. She, because she was a goddess, she really made Alcmene's pregnancy, like her birth, very, very difficult. And even when the baby, but her maids managed to deliver the babies. And even when she gave birth to the babies in the crib, Hera put snakes in the crib. But Hercules, as he was a demigod, he thought they were toys and he killed the snakes. So that's interesting. And right through Heracles's Hercules's childhood and through his life, he was faced with the wickedness of Hera, because she just couldn't stand the idea of the act of her husband giving bringing this illegitimate child into her dynamic, into her kingdom. It's interesting how the next part that I want to talk to you about is when Alcmene started to worry about Hercules growing up. And so she took him into the woods, and she just took him into the woods so because she knew he was strong to look after himself. But in the woods, can you tell them to keep quiet? In the woods, he as a baby in the woods, he was left unattended, and as he was walking along, Hera and Athena came in and saw the baby, a defenseless baby lying there, and so they picked him up. Now, the goddess Hera, she felt pity on the baby. She didn't know it was Hercules, and she breastfed it. Now, unbeknown to her, it was Hercules. And with this, because of her milk, she was a god. She gave him super power and vitality, and from that he had these exponential powers right through his life. When she found out it was Hercules, she hurled him off her breast, but he had the powers inside of him. And also Athena, she gave him what was it that Athena gave him? Athena blessed him with also powers. I'm just trying to think what powers she gave him. She gave him courage and cunning, and that really helped him through her whole life. Now, when Athena hurled Hercules off her, no, when Hera hurled Hercules off her breast, she took Hercules back to his mother, Alcmene, where she brought him up, and he had these powers. So it's interesting. I mean, you can see the comparison. I actually think they've taken it from the Bible, how Moses was taken to the river, and and now this is then you've got Hercules taken into the forest. So there is, I personally believe that the myth is taken from the Bible. And so it's interesting how we've got similar events happening. They're very parallel to each other. Now, Hercules, with his power, his cunning, his courage, grew up, okay, and he married, and he married, and he was very much in love with his wife, and he had children. But Hera still being jealous of the infidelity, still being jealous of what a perfect, a fantastic person Hercules was, she placed a spell on him, a delusional spell, and he unintentionally killed, slayed his wife and children. He thought they were demons or dragons or whatever monsters, and he killed them. And he was just ridden. He was just filled with grief and anguish, and he just was in the depths of despair. And He ran away and he just wanted to commit suicide for what he had done. Anyway, he wanted to make, in the end, he wanted to make amends for what he had done. He got himself together and he wanted punishment, but he wanted penance. He wanted, like, to feel good about, I'm not good, but he wanted to make up for what he did. Because punishment is one thing, but penance is another thing. Like, he wanted to make right what was wrong. And so in those days, he went to the Oracle of Delphi, which is like experts or advanced tech, psychologists, or going to the internet, or and they in those days, the Oracle of Delphi was able to give him advice. And they were able to predict what was going to happen. They were like that they were able to lead him in his path. It's like us going to see a spiritual leader who could predict the future. Now, the Oracle of Delphi actually advised him to go through the punishment or the penance that that Hera was going to place on him, because it would be very important in his future, because he wanted to make up for the crime. And so he agreed to go through labors to make up for what, for the crime of slaying his family. Now, it's interesting how people, even in our modern day life, how we are punished for the wrongdoings of our parents. Like, you might have a parent who has a child with another person, and you know, like you know, has an affair and has a child outside of their marriage, and that child is seen by the family as bad or whatever, and it's not the child's fault. And so many people are born into unjust situations, and all their lives they're punished for the for something that their parents did. And it's really, really tragic. So innocent people are also are brutally killed or murdered or raped, or you've got children that are taken away from their parents and killed or raped or used, you know, all of these things that are happening in our modern day world. And this is a bit like Hercules' story. So Hercules got his act together and he started his journey. Now, we're going to go into his journey the next time, but I just want you guys to just, whenever you're condemning someone, or whenever you're feeling anger towards someone, just think of the actions that led them there, or are they really to blame for what they had done? Now, I'm going to give you a modern day activity that you can do if you've got sort of like resentment in your heart. Because just think of Hera. Hera, can you imagine your husband or your wife having a child with another person while they're married to you? The infidelity, the pain that she's going through. Now, if she knew how to deal with that pain, Hercules wouldn't have killed his family, and Hercules wouldn't have gone through so much. And so I'm going to give you an activity that you might like to do when you feel resentment towards somebody and you want to feel peace in your heart. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you this so you can use it when you're feeling like this. It's called, well, it's taken from the book Where are we? It's taken from the book. I'll just find it. The tools transform your problems into courage, confidence, and creativity by Phil Stutes and Barry Michaels. So here is the activity, you guys. Let's go on this journey to get rid of resentment in our hearts. Now, active love, it's a transformative tool and it serves as a guiding light in moments of obsessive anger, breaking the chains of resentment within the intricate maze of emotions. By fostering acceptance, it liberates individuals, enabling them to give wholeheartedly without reservation. Embracing love renders one unstoppable, providing the strength needed to navigate challenges with a compassionate, open heart. So, if you'd like to close your eyes, we're going to do the activity. It's about concentration. Feel your heart expand to encompass the world of infinite love and it's surrounding you. Your heart contracts back to its normal size. It concentrates all this love inside your chest. We're going on to the transmission. Send all the love from your chest to the other person, holding nothing back. Now the penetration. When the love enters the other person, don't just watch. Feel it enter, a sense of oneness with him or her. Then relax, and you'll feel all the energy you gave away return to you. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And this shows how Hera, even though she was upset, she could have transmuted the pain of being trapped in the past to love. And she could have become friends with Hercules and performed amazing victorious acts because she's a goddess and he was a demigod. So instead of condemning people and wishing people harm, innocent people, instead of, like, if we look at Hercules, instead of him having that delusional spell on him and causing the death of his family, his loved ones, I'm sure this was not the true nature of Hera. But the act of infidelity, what it did, Hercules and his family suffered the consequences. He was born as an illegitimate child of Zeus, and for his whole life he suffered. You guys, cheating wrecks families. It wrecks families. We need to focus on our partners and communicate, respect each other. And when you are hitting the bottom breaking point, you should try to build a relationship. If it's not going to work, divorce. But don't cause evil and harm. I mean, I'm divorced, so I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. Because I couldn't make it work, but at least I wish my ex-husband all the happiness and love. I'm not holding any grudge, and I'm sure he doesn't hold any grudge for me. But we should be able to confront challenges with love. And invest in our relationships and protect our family the innocent people and trust each other to have lasting happiness. So that's it. We have to just respect and love and prioritize our family. So that's that. you guys, I'll just see if anyone's watching. Now let me see. Hello, Gonstandino. Thank you for watching. Thank you so much, Gonstandino. You guys, we're going to continue with Hercules. We'll be looking at the challenges of Hercules and how he relates to our modern day life. So join us next week when we do that. And I'm going to say peace, love, and rainbows. And I love you all. And have a lovely week ahead. And remember, you guys, live your lives. Even if your heart is broken, active love. Try that activity that we just did. And let's try to make a more healthier life. Love you guys heaps.